So my mother and I share a lot in common. One of the trouble things we share is we both struggle with darkness. That's actually the toughest part about Chicago winters. People think it's the cold, but it's actually the darkness. They call it the lake effect. And when I was growing up, the doctors told my mother that she had to be aware of to get enough sunshine for her brain chemicals to be activated in the right way. And then we realized it was me too. So when it's long nights, short days, we have to beware. And this year, I got busy and forgot to pay attention around Thanksgiving. I think it was 2 weeks into daylight savings time. I was feeling pretty down, couldn't really figure out what was going on, and I realized a big factor was I wasn't getting out into the sunshine when it was there. I adjusted some activities. The blessings were good for everyone, including my patient, loving wife, who was struggling with it as well. And man, when you think about problems of darkness, you have to realize that it must have been difficult to be a Maccabee. Daniel told some of that Hanukkah story. It goes back to about 335 BC. The story actually starts with Alexander the Great conquering Syria, Egypt, and Palestine. And under his control, he was tolerant of people continuing to observe their own religious traditions as long as they assimilated into Greek culture in many ways. They were strongly encouraged to go to the gymnasium and work out. They got a break if they took on a Greek name like Jason, and they were to assimilate into the ways of doing business. But more than a century later, things took a turn for the worst. His successor Antiochus came into power, creating massive problems of darkness. Antiochus prohibited the practice of Judaism. He desecrated the temple by requiring the sacrifice of pigs on the altar, a non-kosher animal, and ordered the killing of Jews indiscriminately. Jewish rebellion was organized by many leaders, including Judas of Maccabee. One that's often forgotten is Mattathias. Mattathias was a great rebel leader. Nice name, dude. And according to the story, at the time of the rededication of the temple, the oil was needed for the menorah at this critical time, and there was precious little. They thought they really only had oil for a day. And that really hit them hard because symbolically it spoke to how scared they were that they were hanging by a thread away from the elimination completely of Judaism. Talk about darkness. The temple's been destroyed. Jewish people have been murdered by the state. They're hiding in the barns and in the hills on the verge of starvation, not knowing if it's safe to come back out. And the insufficient oil represents despair. This week in Philadelphia, we faced darkness. Somebody threw a severed pig's head at Al-Aqsa Mosque on Germantown Avenue. And let us pray for that person, because whoever threw that pig's head must truly be lost in darkness and fear. And this week, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump proposed that the United States create new immigration policy which would stop all Muslims around the world from entering the United States of America. Keep in mind there are over 1.5 billion Muslims around the world, constituting 22% of the population of our planet. Hence, Trump's proposal would keep those 1.6 billion people out based on a litmus test of a declaration of faith. That's darkness, of fear-mongering, trading on ignorance. And after his statement, Trump rose in the polls, and that's darkness, violating many of the greatest ideals which our nation was built upon. And everybody in this city should know that the Unitarian Society of Germantown takes this kind of darkness very seriously. And that is one of the many reasons that we know we are blessed with a diversity of holidays embracing light. We celebrate that the Hanukkah story doesn't end with a scarcity of oil. Miraculously, the oil burned for 8 days. That was the time needed to prepare a fresh supply. And afterwards, an 8-day festival was declared to commemorate the miracle. At USG, we celebrate this festival of lights and others like it, Diwali, the Hindu festival of light, commemorating goodness, triumphing over evil. Next Sunday night for winter solstice, on the longest night of the year, we're going to call back the sun by rolling a wheel of fire down the parking lot and not hitting any cars or people. At Christmas, we celebrate wise men following a star to find hope in the birth of a child. For Kwanzaa, we light the Kinara for principles like faith and empowerment. And these ancient human rituals of kindling flame and reflecting on goodness and courage are essential to our well-being. They are essential to my well-being. And we know it is not enough to celebrate the light. We must be the light. You must be the light, because you can, and you must. We need you. Interestingly, the three books of Maccabees did not get included or redacted into the Hebrew scriptures. And most scholars believe that a primary reason involves the theological debate going on at the time. The books of Maccabees never credit God for the miracles of the oil or defeating oppressive government. I think it shows that these are actually more Unitarian Universalist resonant books, because we Unitarian Universalists, most of us, try to not get too caught up on exact theological certainty of why things happen. You can debate why something happened a long time and waste a lot of time. We focus more on what education or inspiration we can take from a story, and what do we do with that experience now? Where do we go from here? This week, our social justice leaders, board of trustees, staff, ministry executive team agreed to take down the sermon's title for this week from Lincoln Drive. We put up the message, "We support our Muslim neighbors." Both sides on Lincoln Drive. We put up the message on our website. We've been sharing it on social media. We are trying to be the light. We're trying. And this week, a number of us went down to participate in an interfaith rally on Rittenhouse Square, speaking out against Islamophobia and saying that our nation, 32 faith traditions spoke in honor of 2 million constituents in the greater Philadelphia region, saying our religious traditions, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, Unitarian, all, we say, you know, the scripture says open up to the stranger. Be mindful that there is oneness with all who are suffering. Many Syrian refugees are innocent and in great danger, and our nation would be truer to herself if we opened up more. We're trying to be light. Yesterday, a group of us, our leaders, were invited down to Al-Aqsa Muslim Society on Germantown Avenue. We went; it was awesome. Hundreds of people came out from every walk of life. that they invited one imam, a head imam there, gave a speech that they translated into English, and he said, thank you to the Philadelphia communities and leaders. They've just been getting flowers and cookies and cards and statements and emails. And he said, we want you to be clear. We forgive the person who did this. We choose forgiveness over anger because our faith calls to us to it. He said, we choose love over hate. They choose light over darkness. And I encourage you in the coming days, if you consider yourself a Unitarian Universalist or a person of goodwill or another category of how we define ourselves as human beings, say, you know, we Philadelphians are so proud because so many people stood up and say, no, we're not just for tolerance. Yes, the Muslims down in Fishtown should be able to practice their religion, but we believe in care and respect. The police have been speaking out for every, this is not acceptable in Philly or America. We want respect and care for everyone, religious or not. You can be the light. And we know darkness is not only communal, at times it's very personal. Right now, some of us deeply miss a deceased loved one who is not and will not be with us physically for the holidays. Right now, some of us lament a psychotic daughter or an estranged father. Right now, some of us just cannot get the work put together that allows us to make ends meet. And right now, some of us are painfully lonely. I often think coming in here on a Sunday morning, if we really would pause and go over all these problems, all the ones that exist, we could name them for hours. I wonder why we don't just all cry together here in this worship time. And of course, crying is all right. It's a good place to cry. Most of us have cried in this room. I know I have. It's good for the guys too, right, guys? Yes. Can I get an amen? And crying actually might be good because it could allow us to put down our guard and better connect with each other. Letting out bottled up pain can create space in which kindness and love can radiate in the living of our lives. Asian Persian mystic spoke to these truths. Rumi said, the wound is the place where the light enters you. The wound is the place where the light enters you. Lighting the menorah is a ritual of adding a candle every night, but that was not always a given. Going back to the time Daniel was talking about the key leaders, they said, we better really make sure we take important steps to protect Judaism now. And Rabbis Hillel and Shammai are an example. They were dear friends from childhood, and they're trying to figure out how they're going to do the Hanukkah ritual. How are they going to set it up? And Shammai said, well, look, let's just do it the way it's been. We thought we only had oil for one night, and then there were two, and then three. No, I got it backwards. They didn't debate. They didn't know if you should go from eight all the way down as the oil was depleting, or one all the way up. And Hillel was the one. He said, "You have to pick the religious symbolism of growing the light. That's what we do as people of faith. We grow the light. So let's start with one candle and then go all the way up to eight. We must proclaim the glorious truth of this incandescent, inextinguishable light which shines from within and around and upon all of us. We have witnessed the shining of this light coming out of the most remarkably difficult of circumstances. Where have you witnessed the light coming out of the most difficult circumstances in your own life or in the life of the community around you? Hold it in your heart as a memory, because then you are empowered to be the light evermore. During this season of hope and light, may we all extend ourselves in acts of kindness and generosity and hospitality. Blessings be. Peace. Shalom. Salam.